Welcome to Money Talk with Tiff, a podcast where we discuss everything money, from tips and tricks to current events. Follow me on my journey to become debt-free and meet other cool people along the way. I am your host, Tiffany Grant. Now let's talk money. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Money Talk with Tiff. So this week I decided to take a break from the interviews because we have been going back to back nonstop with interviews and I love it. I am so blessed to have so many guests on my show, but I just wanted to do a quick episode on travel tips because I have a lot of travel coming up in the next few months and people were asking me, well, Tiffany, how do you save money while you travel? And also, what are some of your tips and tricks to make travel happen while you're still trying to pay off debt, so on and so forth? So I wanted to give you some things that I do when I'm booking travel, just so that way you can have an idea of how I get things done. So first and foremost, if I'm traveling somewhere and it is less than, let's say 500 to 600 miles, I'm driving. I have drove to Washington, D.C. and New York and Florida, and I live here in North Carolina. So anything, pretty much up and down the East Coast, even Atlanta, places like that, I'm driving because for me, it's more cost efficient. I have a car that's pretty good on mileage. I can, like, from here to Florida, I only have to fill up like once, and to fill up is only like $30. So I'm definitely driving to anything that's what I consider close enough. Second of all, if I do have to book a flight, I use Google Flights, and that's google.com/flights, and it's a wonderful service. I love that you can put in dates, like when you plan on traveling, and pull up a calendar, and it'll show you when you should fly, like what day would be the cheapest to fly. So sometimes I book my travel around the cheapest tickets that I can get for flight, because for me, that just makes more sense. You know, if I have to stay an extra day and the cost of the flight is way cheaper than getting another night at the hotel, then that's the route I'm going to go. So Google Flights makes that very easy. It shops around on most of the airline websites. The only thing it doesn't check for, it doesn't check Southwest Airlines, and it doesn't check... that might be it, actually, because Southwest doesn't like to publish their prices outside of their website. So usually I go to Google Flights and then I might take a peek at Southwest, but usually Google Flights gives me the cheapest deal. So that's how I book my flights. As you already know, the earlier you can book, the better. So right now I'm looking at booking my September flights, my May flights. Actually, I already booked one of my May flights. I just need to book one more May flight in my September, and I'll be good for the year. So that's one thing that I do. Now, when it comes to lodging, of course, Airbnb is a popular thing. I haven't used Airbnb yet, but I do plan on using it for one of the trips that I have coming up, and I'm using it because I have a gift card. So that's one of my other tips. Whatever is the best way to save money, that's what I go with. So being that I have a gift card for like $100 and something for Airbnb, I know that'll take care of like a good night. So even if I found a cheaper rate elsewhere, that saving on one night would probably be worth using the Airbnb. But when I'm trying to stay in a hotel, I usually use Priceline.com, and I usually do where you can do the express deal. So you don't get to see your hotel, but you get to see what the price is going to be. And typically it's cheaper if you hide the hotel until checkout. And with that, I have saved so much money. I have booked hotels in DC, in Miami, in New York, and even here in North Carolina using the Priceline route. And as long as you get a hotel that's 3 stars and up, you can bet your bottom dollar that it's probably going to be nice. When I went to DC, you know, I didn't know much about the hotels there, and I was like, oh gosh, like I hope I don't end up in a slum somewhere. But when I got there, it was a beautiful beautiful room, and it had a ceiling to floor window where I can look out over downtown DC and the White House and things like that. And I thought that was so awesome. And when I looked up that particular hotel, it was way more than what I spent. So I was like, okay, this Priceline thing is a good deal. So that's one thing that I do when I booked it for me and my friends when we went to Miami. We ended up right on the strip. We ended up in a very, very nice hotel, walking distance to everything, and it was awesome. So I highly recommend Priceline.com's Express Deal feature. That's usually how I book my hotel rooms when I'm traveling. Another thing that I might look at is Live In Social and Groupon. I've recently realized that Live In Social and Groupon typically has the same deals. It used to be different, but maybe they are owned by the same people now because the deals look identical. So, you know, sometimes I'll check those and see what kind of hotel deals they have. Usually on Living Social and Groupon, you can find things for off-season travel. So don't think you're going to get a beach hotel in the middle of summer. It's probably not going to happen. Their stuff is typically for off-season things. So I'll take a look there just to see if I'm missing any deals. And if not, I go with Priceline. That's usually my go-to. Now, another thing that I do is I use my Capital One credit card to book my trips. And there's a few reasons why I do that. Now, you may be saying, like, Tiffany, you are so against credit cards, which I am, don't get me wrong. But lo and behold, credit cards typically have travel protection built in, so you don't have to purchase additional travel protection. So for instance, like with Capital One, I get travel accident insurance, so I get automatic insurance for a covered loss at no extra charge when I purchase my fare using my credit card. So if something happens, you know, I know that Capital One has me on that end. Also, you get 24-hour travel assistance services. So if my credit card is lost or stolen while I'm on vacation, I can get an emergency replacement card and a cash advance just so I won't be stuck. Also, if I'm getting rentals, I forgot to mention that. When I do my rentals, I usually do it on Priceline as well. But if I, you know, I'm getting a rental and I rented on my Capital One card, I can be covered for damage due to collision or theft. So therefore, I don't need to take advantage of the insurance the car agency offers me. I can just already have that covered. You know, they can help me if I needed roadside assistance and all of those things. So with all of that being said, I usually purchase my trips on my credit card for that protection. But also, you can get rewards for these things as well. So like with my Capital One card that I have now, I get 1.5 times on every dollar back in rewards. So, you know, that's free money right there. And they have a feature where I can turn around and book another trip using my rewards. So there's a whole cohort of personal finance people that do travel hacking with credit card rewards programs. I don't get into all that depth. I just book whatever I have coming up on my credit card to get that protection, get the rewards. One more thing that's super important to mention is when I do use my credit card, I make sure I pay that bad boy off immediately because I'm only booking flight or hotel or rental car if I have the money to spend. I'm not using the credit card as another means of income. I'm using it as a tool to get more rewards and to get more protection. So just keep that in mind. I'm just not booking trips like, oh, I'm gonna go here, I'm gonna go there using the credit card. It's because I have the money available and it's usually from saving up throughout the year. Another thing that I use if I'm looking at international travel, there is a website called Scotch Cheap Flights. Scotch Cheap Flights. Now, this is an email newsletter that I get every day and they highlight a cheap airline flight that you can book. So Scotch Chiefs Flights is good for if you just want a vacation, you have some money saved up, you want a last minute something to somewhere. They'll send you emails if you sign up for their email list. And I mean, places that they feature range from China to Thailand to the Bahamas, anywhere you can think of. Once a day, you'll get an alert on where's the cheapest to travel that day. And I think it is so amazing. I've seen trips to Africa for like $300. Like, and it makes it very attainable for a lot of people to take these international flights if you can find a good, cheap flight. Because that's typically what's going to cost the most. From what I've seen overseas, lodging, well, depending on where you go, of course. But if you go somewhere like Thailand or Africa or places like that, the lodging is not expensive. It's the flight to get there that's going to kill your budget. So if you can find a cheap flight to get you where you need to go, that would be the route to go. So that's why I like Scotch Chiefs Flights. I've been getting their emails for a couple years now and took advantage of one deal thus far, but it's free, you know, and you can decide if you want to go on that trip or not. So definitely check it out. Other than that, I think that's all my tips for travel as of right now. Of course, read up about where you're going. I'm the type of person where if I travel, I want to check out where the locals go. I want to try the local food. I want to, you know, just get in there. I don't want to do touristy stuff, right? So I do a lot of research before I go somewhere to make sure that I can optimize my trip. And that's what I highly recommend you do as well. Of course, I'm also a type A personality and I love planning. Not everybody does. And sometimes I feel like I need to stop planning so much and just enjoy, right? But anyway, those are my travel tips for 2020. If you have any questions, please let me know. You can visit me on the website, www.moneytalkwitht.com. I would love to hear where you're going or where you're planning on going. And, you know, let's just have a conversation. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Money Talk with Tiff podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to moneytalkwitht.com. And while you're there, why not sign up for our newsletter so you'll never miss an episode? Talk to you soon.